the most powerful English speeches around the world. Freedom, Human Rights, and Peace. Andrei Sakharov. October 9, 1975. I am convinced that international confidence, mutual understanding, disarmament, and international security are inconceivable without an open society with freedom of information, freedom of conscience, the right to publish, and the right to travel and choose the country in which one wishes to live. I am likewise convinced that freedom of conscience, together with the other civic right, proves the basis for scientific progress and constitutes a guarantee that scientific advances will not be used to despoil mankind, providing the basics for economic and social progress, which in turn is a political guarantee for the possibility of an effective defense of social rights. At the same time, I should like to defend the thesis of the original and decisive significance of civic and political rights in molding the density of mankind. The view differs essentially from the widely accepted Marxist view, as well as technocratic opinions, according to which it is precisely material factors and social and economic conditions that are of decisive importance. Other civilizations, including more successful ones, should exist an infinite number of times on the preceding and the following pages of the Book of the Universe. Yet this should not minimize our sacred endeavors in the world of ours, where, like faint glimmers of light in the dark, we have emerged for a moment from the nothingness of dark unconsciousness of material existence. We must make good on the demands of reason and create a life worthy of ourselves and of the goals we only dimly perceive. Granting the award to a person who defends political and civil rights against illegal and arbitrary actions means an affirmation of principles, which plays such an important role in determining the future of mankind. For hundreds of people, known or unknown to me, many of whom pay a high price for the defense of these same principles, the price being loss of freedom, unemployment, poverty, persecution, exile from one's country, your decision was a great personal joy and a gift. I am aware of all this. But I am also aware of another fact. In the present situation, it is an act of intellectual courage and great equity to grant the award to a man whose ideas do not coincide with official concepts of the leadership of a big and powerful state. This, in fact, is how I value the decision of the Nobel Committee. I also see, in a manifestation of tolerance and of the true spirit of détente. I want to hope that even those who at present view your decision skeptically or with irritation someday will come to share this point of view. I would like to end my speech expressing the hope in a final victory of the principles of peace and human rights. The best sign that such hope can come true would be a general political amnesty in all the world, liberation of all prisoners of conscience everywhere. The struggle for a general political amnesty is the struggle for the future of mankind.